Aishi, I mean, are you the coolest?
One of the major issues that comes up with Asa, comes up over and over again, is the question of whether a binyan lisho'o is considered to be binyan or not. In other words, we've touched on this in a few places, so let's pull it together. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi is a machlekes in Rabbi Yosi bar Abuna and Rabbi Yosi, whether the Mishkan is considered to be a binyan lisho'o or not. The binyan was taken apart and put that together on the various travels, 38 times in the during the Midbar, and the fact that it was taken apart and put back together, does that indicate to us that a binyan l'shoah, even putting some back temporarily, is already considered to be a binyan d'oraisa? So you've seen that some machlokes in the 7th parak in the Yerushalmi, and Yosi says that the binyan l'shoah have a binyan. And the Rabbi Yosi bar Avun says binyan l'shoah lehavi binyan. In other words, that since the Jews were heading into Eretz Yisrael, so the Mishkan is considered to be a binyan l'shoah temporarily. Nevertheless, we learn all the halachas from Mishkan. So you see that the binyan l'shoah, even temporarily, is still a binyan d'oraisa. And Rabbi Yosi argues and says no, that it says al pi yishem yachnu pi yishem yiso, that every time they put it back together again, that was al pi Hashem. So once a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to put back a building, that's considered to be has the halacha of being kavua. Exactly what does that mean? Either means because we weren't sure when it's going to become a part again. Could be together for a few days or for 30 years. So therefore it's al pi Hashem. So when we put it together, in our minds, it's put together as a binyan kavua. It could mean that when something is put together al pi Hashem, that by definition is a binyan kavua. Because Baruch was us to do it, that is as significant as choshev, however we look at the idea of kavis. But that's the machlokes in Yerushalmi. The question is, how does the Bavli paskin? How does the Bavli paskin the machlokes from the Chasam Sofer and the Or Sameach? We know that the Gemara says, we learned the Gemara in Be'el and the Be'ez and the Be'ez, that in the Suya Binyan, that a binyan she'ina kavua, a binyan aroi is only nisan rabbanon. The Gemara made that point in Be'el and Be'ez and Be'ez towards the bottom. Binyan kavua is the nisan deraisa, and binyan aroi is the nisan rabbanon. So it sounds pretty clear that our Bavli, that's what the Chasam Sefer points out in his Tshuva Ayin Beis, that's the famous umbrella Tshuva, we'll get to it, Mirtz Hashem. So that's what he points out, that a binyan she'eino kavua could not be an Iser de'eraisa. Right, that's, and then the Chasam Sefer says that is Halim Shat in the Sugya that we learned in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph on the Beis. Why is that? Because the Gemara there says that Saiser Amenos Livnos Bimkomo, do we need to have Saiser Amenos Livnos Bimkomo? So the Gemara says, yeah, it has to be Livnos Bimkomo. Why? Because Al Piyashem Yachno, Al Piyashem Yiso, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to camp, to break camp, to make camp. So every Kodesh Baruch Hu says to make camp, that is the same, that's the same place. I'm back in the same place. What defines the place where I was? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to be there. What defines the new place? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to be there. So whether it's Sukkos or Elim or Sinai, that's not the important point. Then where Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to be? So the Chasam Sofer says, if the Gemara takes the same Svara, Al Pi Hashem Yachno, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, that means that every single place we're in is the exact same place. So the Chara means it's the exact same building. The building didn't change either. So that means that, that's the Chasam Sofer explains, that the Bavli passes like the Yerushalmi's position, that in Binyan Kavua, that the Mishkan was a Binyan Kavua. If the Mishkan was a Binyan Kavua, that means we only learned from Mishkan and a Binyan Kavua, the Isa Deiraisa. That means that a Binyan is only with Shah, only for a short period of time, or for a defined period of time, that would not be an Isa Deiraisa. And that's the Machlek. So Ursa Meach disagrees. Ursa Meach says, Dafke from the Gemara that the Chasam Sefer brought a Raya, it was Punkverkeh. Punkverkeh. Why he says that when the Gemara says that, that it's Soisam and Nos live nice Mikoimai, Bimkoimai, because of Pisham Yachl, Pisham Yiso, that means that that's to teach us that a Binyan Lishah is considered to be a Binyan. In other words, a Pisham Yachl, Pisham Yiso, you can learn one of two ways. You can learn either that that this is a Binyan Kavua, the Arsameach says no, famous Arsameach, and Perig Yud Beis Alacha Yud. That the famous Ursa Mechlet says that the Gemara over there is teaching me that that the Torah asked a Binyan Lishah. That's what we're supposed to learn. Al Pisham Yachl, Pisham Yiso, even if it's only a Binyan Shah, it's still Chayim. Right? So that, and they said that's how the, that from that Gemara exactly, he brings around Lehavach. What's the Ursa Mechlet Sachriach to say this? It's a Ne'er Zechre, it's another Gemara that we learned. We learned all these Gemaras so far. The Gemara is an Ayin Dal on the base. The Gemara says, Kosher, where was Kosher in the Mishkan? So the Gemara says, Kosher in the Mishkan, that was tying the Mesarim, tying the ropes down, when they put up the clumps. The Gemara said, you mean that's like Ekevi Kosher? That was Kosher Lishah. They would just tie it, and then they would collapse the Mishkan and move on. So the Gemara there says that, and therefore the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, no, the kosher and the matir was in the nets for the chilazim. So you see from our Gemara that the Mishkan is considered to be a binyan l'shah. Elamai says, Yosemech, now the Chiddush. He says that when it comes to kosher, it has to be a kosher l'shah is not the malacha, and a binyan l'shah is the malacha. Another Chiddush. According to the Chasam Sofer, it would seem, I can't say for certain, but it would seem that the idea of Lishar not cuts across all the Malachis. And therefore, he says the Mishkan is considered to be a Binyan Kavua. So therefore, we will learn all the Malachis from Mishkan. They must be Malachis Kavus. They must be Malachis on the Skymers. Right? And the Arsameach says, no, the Binyan was a Binyan Lishar. That's the definition. Therefore, Boina Lishos, and he said, Deiraisa. The Gemara specifically says that kosher Lishos is not a Deiraisa. It has to be kosher, which is going to last. Tefer has to be a Tefer which lasts. So, therefore, different Malachas, we evaluate it differently. Lachari, this might be the Machlaikas that we touched upon, but haven't gone into yet, between in learning the Peshat in the first line of our Mishnah. Kol Vase Min Vase. The Gemara says, Kol Malachas, Shenim Tzayemes. So, is that defining every single Malacha, or is that defining an aspect of Boina and Makav Batish? So you look at the Rashi carefully in the Ran, they say that this is defining an aspect of Boin and Makav Adish. But if when we get to Dav Kuv Gilman Reis and see the same line by Kosev, then we're going to raise the question as to whether that, it would point out that that is a Machlaikas Rishonim. So the Machlaikas with the Chasam Sef and Esameach might be Machlaikas Shem Halim Shat in the idea of this kind. It's a double Machlaikas. Right? Now, Machlokes number one is the, it really begins with the following question. The question of the Yerushalmi, is the Mishkan a Binyan Lashar, a Binyan Kavua? A Binyan Eroi, Binyan Kavua? That's the question. The Yerushalmi raises the question, what does the Bavli hold? So if the Bavli holds, and the Chasam Sofer says that the Mishkan is a Binyan Kavua, so that means that only Binyan Kavua is in the Deiraisa, and that should pertain to every single Malacha. If, on the other hand, the Mishkan was a binyan aroi, as the Eretz Sameach would say. So then we now have come to the conclusion that binyan aroi is l'nisa deiraisa, right? That the umbrella might be nisa deiraisa, but other malachis are not necessarily going to be limited midin. Other malachis will not be, but ofen aroi will not be nisa deiraisa. Okay, but Tzipei Safrank brings a very interesting discussion, a raya, from a Gemara from Yerushalmi in Yuma, that the first 7 days that the Mishkan was set up, so we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was set up the Mishkan and took it apart once again the very same day. Pashas, it happened on Shabbos as well. So the Tzipei Safrank says, you see from this, Binyan and Mishkan are not there for Shabbos. But apparently they set the Mishkan up and took it apart for the 7 days of the Chanukah Samishkan. So you see from here that Binyan Aroi could not be Nisa Deiraisa. It's a very beautiful raya, but Yesh L'dun B'zeh. Number one, there are midrashim which indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he set it up, expected it to stay. And it was only when the Shekhinah didn't come down that he took it apart again. Right? So that makes the kasha even a bigger kasha, right? And it wasn't a binyan aroi, it was a binyan kiva. Right? So maybe there must be some other heter over here. So Chassam Sefer already pointed out that there is a different reason for Mimekel. We know that Shlomo HaMelech, when he did Chanukah's based on Mikdash, it was even Derech Yom Kippur. So apparently the idea of Chanukah's HaMikdash is Derech HaDeiraisas. So therefore, the Chassam Sefer indicates that you can't bring a raya from that Yerushalmi. So the Rashi Pesach Frank doesn't accept the Chassam Sofer's Dichuya, because Rashi Pesach Frank says that Chanukah San Mikdash has a different din than the Chanukah San Mishkan. Chanukah San Mishkan was not Deicha Deiraisa. Chanukah San Mikdash was. Here's a right from the Tosfos that Tosfos in Yuma says that the two are different halachas and have separate dinim. But it comes out from this discussion, this is a very pretty question about whether during the first 7 days, if she faced the Franks, this is the only way he can explain this, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was aware that it was going to be Binyan Lashon, and if it was Mutter. And Chassam Sefer says, no, he didn't say that at all. It could have been a Binyan Kavua, but he understood the din that Chanukah San Mishkan is like Chanukah San Mikdash and is Deicha, even a Din Deiraisa. So this is the question of whether a binyan aroi is an isa deiraisa or not. Chassam Sefer says no, and the Sameach says that it is. Right? When it comes to the umbrella, Chassam Sefer is l'shitosei. Chassam Sefer says that there's no way that an oil could be nisa deiraisa, and then the Yehuda says no, it could be nisa deiraisa because a binyan l'shah, it could be a binyan, as evidenced by his understanding of the Yerushalmi. Of the Bavli's position. We look at Simon Shin Yudal and Sif Yud. Shin Yudal and Sif Yud. Mechaber says over there, Chesomei Shebekarka. You have a pit and you have a door on top of the pit, and to keep the door closed you have some you have a rope, you're allowed to untie that rope to lab kesher shukayomu shari oimid lahatir avaloi mafkiya v'choytech Mishum stira, but you can't unravel the rope itself or cut the rope itself, because that would be soisa. V'davka kisha osu l'kayim amenos shalei lasir b'shabas. Avol eina osu l'kayim kalal. But if this rope, this knot, is not there for any significant time at all. Then apparently we mutter. We tam them mutter la'atir dav shemisimin also lifnei atanur v'shor kenoise v'atid she'enoi osu l'kayim, and there would also be mutter to take off a wooden a piece of wood that was put up against the oven that was sealed tight with cement She'enoi osu l'kayim, because it was never meant to say this, to endure there at all. So Rabbi Pesach Frank points out, this is not the machlekes that we've been discussing. All right, this is not the machlekes. That's look at the Mishnah Berura Simon Asif Kotnim Dalin. El Matzoi Shabbos. Aval im ein daitel asirach Matzoi Shabbos gam latirios. Avitzas keshet okayomah. But he has in mind to take it apart shortly. So the Rashi Pesach Frank writes that this is a different kind of a din. This is not even a binyan aroi. In other words, we have a binyan keva. That means it's supposed to stay. It can stay by itself and supposed to endure. Have a binyan aroi, but I have a certain amount of time. We're going to take it apart. Exactly what? How much time we'll take it apart? We'll take it apart in 7 days. Some say I take it apart in 1 day. That's what the Alter Rebbe says in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if I take it, if it's going to last more than 1 day, that's a binyan aroi. But it's supposed to last less than 1 day, then it's not even a binyan aroi. It's not even a binyan aroi. Something which is supposed to last less than a day, not even a binyan aroi. That's not even on the charts, right? So we can argue all we want whether the binyan aroi is the rice or not, right? Machlaikas, Chasmeh, or Sameya, but there's something that's not even called the binyan aroi. And that the Alter Rebbe says less, if it's supposed to last less than a day. Right? So that's what the Rashi Pesach Frank says, that's what this Shulchan Aruch is talking about. This Shulchan Aruch, the Rashi Pesach Frank says, even though I support the Chasam Sefer, that the binyan aroi is not nisa deiraisa, right? But I still want to point out that even those who hold that the binyan aroi is a binyan deiraisa, but there's something over here that's not even binyan aroi. And that is, she'enei osu lekayim, something which in and of itself, it's not made to stay there. In other words, I have a tanner. I want to access this tanner. I don't have a tanner. I didn't put the door on the tanner in order to seal the tanner, right? It's not a door with a hinge. I have a tanner and an opening. Now I have to keep the heat inside, so I put a piece of wood and I seal it. What was my intent? How long is it supposed to stay in? Obviously, my intent was to take this off and to access the food shortly. So the door there was Eino Osu L'Kayim Klal. That's not even a binyan aroi. Al the Rebbe's definition, less than a day. Right? It was just meant to be there to keep the food warm for a while. So here we see Shulchan Aruch accepts this idea that there's such a thing as it ain't that it's binyan she'ein aroi b'chlal. Alright? Let's look at it's Simon Shin Yud. Simon Shin Yud Gimel. Sif Vav. Alright, you're familiar with this halacha? Mita Shel Prokim. You have a bed that made in part. Also, lachzira ulahodka, one is not allowed to put it back together on Shabbos. That's the Gemara. Vim tokachayim chatas and put together bechozek. Then there's an isa de raisa, right? We know machleik is whether it's back of a patish or whether it is boina, right? So it's also to put it together, even be open roughly. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Aleph, Gezer Shemi Yitkevi Seidu Masveirim, Davi Marmalacha, B'chayim Shemak Mepadish. The Yeish Emrim, Kevin the Yeish Zah, B'kli Gomer, Chayim Shem Boina. Right? That the Mishnah Berurah just summarized the sugi for us. Right? Gezer Shema Yitkan, and if you take care, Machlek is Rashi. Taitz Ver Gras seems to side with, he quotes him over here, and then the Gras just quotes the Machlek. So that's, and what happens if one does shove it together? All right, that's an iser deiraisa chiyum chatas. So we explain that im he darko liyos refuya mutar lechanchilo ubulvad shlo yahadei. But if it's something which is usually put together in a very loose way, then there's no gzeira of gzeira shema yahadei. Right? If it normally gets put together in a very loose way, then one can even assemble it on Shabbos. But one cannot be mahadik it on Shabbos, because that would still be an Isur. The Koishal Prokim, if we have a cup that is made of pieces, right? A cup that is assembled and disassembled. Mutar leforka, when you can disassemble it. Ulachzir, and to reassemble it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah, Memhei, Kishu Rafui, as long as it's not put together very well. V'hatam de'in derech lahadik kol kach b'choizek. Shechoshim k'moi tikiyah. V'alkein el mechua shema yizka. V'yesh mishoimer. And the one that says that the next line, v'yesh mishoimer shedin ha'kois kedin ha'mita. In other words, that there is a gzer v'shema. V'yesh mishoimer. Since it's normal to put it together, to shove it together well, therefore it's awesome. Cause of a mug and a rum. The kais of Shulano assumed with Haritz and Sodim that we have cups that are made with grooves, right? Umudokim b'chayzik. And because they're made with grooves, they fit together very well. L'chulialmo osir, everybody holds us osir. The kisi are kalim. And what about putting the lid on top of kelim? Afilim asuim kach, even if they are made with grooves, even if they're made with grooves, shari. To also made asuim lekiyum rak lepois chanu the segment tomin v'chein kosav ataz. So this is a very important line. The Magen Avraham says a similar din to what we just said with the oven and the piece of wood. I have a keli. The keli is made in such a way that when it fits together tight. It fits together very well. Right? You have a Tupperware keli. It fits together very, very well. So is there an Isur Gzera Shema Yahadeh? That it's also to put it together in Shabbos because maybe I'll come take out my hammer and nails and put it together b'chizuk l'omdus, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says close to the Magen Avraham, no mutter. Why is it mutter? Because that's the way you use the keli, right? It's also it's also livnos l'stor. It's also lefarek ulachzir. Exactly, what did this have to do with the Magen Avraham? Where did this come from? The Magen Avraham's idea. Where did we dig this up from? How did it have such a din? We had a din of Mitzvah Shel Tesiyim, right? Mitzvah Shel Tesiyim is also put together, right? If it's together, Chuzak Vilmus, it needs a day raisa, right? That's the point of Tosfos, right? According to Ramban and Rishba, it's also day raisa. Why? Because it's, since it requires Chuzak Vilmus, when it's a part, it's also Mishem Keli, right? So it needs a day raisa. According to Rashi, it's not also day raisa. According to Rajbo and Ramban and Taisus, also they rise Mishum Boina, correct? Why? Because either Chizuk Vomnus or it's called Mishem Keli. Let's say I don't put it together with Chizuk Vomnus, right? Also they Rabban and Zereshema Yitka. Fine. When do we get this halacha of Kevan Shaosi Lefarek? Lachzil lefarek. Where do we have that? That should mamish muter lechadchila by boina. We had legabe kisei traskel by oyel. We had kisei traskel's muter. Why? Because ovid v'koy. Correct. And there's no gzeirah shema yizka. So that was the Magen Avraham means. What does the Magen Avraham mean? Where did he come up with this heter? How does the Mishnah Berurah quote it? The Mishnah Berurah says. Right, so the Alter Rebbe says, no, this is what we just said. This Magen Avraham is saying the same thing we just said. A binyan aroi, which is aroi legamre, there's an aroi which is off the charts. That's what Magen Avraham is saying. There's a binyan keva. Everyone holds an Eastern Day Rice. There's a binyan aroi machlos chasm seven arsameach. Then there's a binyan aroi legamre. It's bechlal not even has no kim at all, right? So that's what Magen Avraham means. I have a, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch was referring to before. I have this tanur, and I am sosing the tanner with a piece of wood, that's enoi osi lekayim klau. And therefore it's mutter. Right? And the source is the Mordechai. Mordechai in the end of the Masechta. So says the Mogana, says the Alter Rebbe, that's what the Mogana Brown meant. That's what he's saying. He's saying just like the daf in front of the wall is Einei Osi, is Einei Kovoi Kalal, the Supra Roi. So a lid on top of a Keli, we apply the same din. That's Alter Rebbe's approach. And the Chazanish says that's not what the Mogana Brown was saying. The Mogana Brown was saying, why does the Chazanish like this Mogan Avram? This Pshat in the Mogan Avram? No.
Because we haven't seen this concept of category.
Physical. Even worse. Even worse. Go ahead. Yeah. Because it requires chizuk willingness. Alright? Who said the menorah is made? Maybe you might be right. But you might be right, but you bring even a sharper right. You might be right. Go ahead. Better raya. Chazanish has a tremendous raya. No? No? Also, from the end of Kiva. No. Stay with him, Baina. Koneshel Sayyadim. What was Koneshel Sayyadim? What did Rashi explain? Koneshel Sayyadim was this adjustable pole, right? A painter. Painter is an adjustable pole. Koneshel Gemara. Daf Mem Nu Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin Mel, to the bottom. Right? Koneshel Sayyadim. That the if the painter is painting this wall, so he needs a 4-foot pole. He's painting the roof, he needs a 12-foot pole. So the painter comes with an adjustable pole. For instance, a shtender. Right? And the shtender can move up or down. Right? When he's sitting down, he pushes down. When he sits up, when he stands, he raises it. Kanush HaSayadim. So what was the halacha of Kanush HaSayadim, Osir Mutter? Osir. Right? It was in the same list. So what? So says the Chazanish, how can you tell me that the fact that it was made, L'achziru L'fareik, is not even on the charts? The Gemara said, not so. The Gemara said, Kanush HaSayadim, that was the Chazanish's eyes and Arai against this Pshat in the Mogan Avram against this Mishnah Berurah, and therefore the Chazanish said, but the Mogan Avram also knew the Gemara, right? So he says, no, what the Mogan Avram means to say is the following: that a Konesh Osayodim is Osir because once it's extended, it looks like one pole, and when it's short, it looks like one pole. When something is put together in such a way that it does not look like one pole, like one piece, that's when we are makel, a different kind of kula, based on the Rambam in Bona, Rambam in Perek Zion. Bona is putting things together. So if something's assembled ad kere kach, that it looks like one piece, one unique solitary piece, that is Bona. But if something is put together and we still notice the lid and there is a dish, he said, that's the heter of the Mogan. That's what the Mogan Avram intended to say. Right? Now, in defense of the Chazanish, there is, one could still say that there is a concept left of Osui Lefarek Ula Hachzir. One can still say that. What do I mean? There is, and we can still say it pshat a little bit in the Mogan a little bit differently. And this and some svarim say that this is what the Chazanish would have said, right? Would say, and that is, and this is very careful, it's a very fine nuance. But when you see it, you'll see it's clear that there is something where its primary use is by extending and shortening it. That's its primary use. And there are other things which come adjustable, but they're not meant to continuously be open and closed. In other words, the painter comes. He's going to paint walls. When he paints walls, he opens up his conscience. He doesn't have to be a 6-foot, he stands 6 feet away. Fine, he does all the walls. Then he does the ceilings. He extends it. He does a 12-foot extension, right? It's not that he's continuously opening and closing it. He's opening it, sending it down, and now its tachlis is not to be used because it's adjustable. It happens to be, instead of coming with five different lengths, five different poles, he comes with one pole, right? Mashenah came the shtender. The shtender is supposed to be made, it's not that a person sits down and learns for 5 hours, halavai, and then he stands up and learns for 5 hours. No. The shtender is meant that every 20 minutes, every 10 minutes, when you want to change positions, so you slide the shtender up, slide it down, right? The muscle mod never diamond, the shelves in the shrunk of the bookcase over here, so they're adjustable. Are they meant that every time you want to look at a Gemara, so you readjust the shelves so that you can put the Gemara exactly at eye level? Obviously not. It's adjustable. It's meant to be put, and then once you adjust it, so then you leave it that way. That's like an extreme case of the Kanush HaSayadim. The Kanush HaSayadim, one can argue, it's not exactly like the Sorum Shrunk, but it's not the Shtender. There are certain things that are meant to be continuously adjusted, and that's the primary use. So the Chazon Ish would say that's what the Magen Avraham means. The Magen Avraham means that if I have a lid and its primary use is to open and close, open and close, open and close, all right, that's the point of the lid. If I have a lid that's meant to be there for a more significant period of time, then the only heter is that it's not mu'uchad. It's not like one solitary piece. But there are achronim who say, based on this Chazon Ish, that we should make a difference. They saw in the Sefer that the Moshe Lem, the Osho Shabbos, he makes a difference between adjusting a fan. Let's say a fan comes at different heights. So, and adjusting a shtender. So adjusting the fan, he said, that would be Osir and Shabbos. Adjusting the shtender would be Mutter and Shabbos. So he says a little bit different. He says because when you, the shtender is on a track, it never becomes an oist shtender. It becomes a shtender at different heights. The fan could be made in such a way that when you pull out the bolt to adjust it, it's already in two separate pieces. It's not on a track. That's how he said it. I would say a little bit differently. I would say the fan, even if it's on a track, the fan is not meant to continuously raise it up and lower it down. The fan is meant you put it to a certain place, and now that's how it does the room. If my thesis is correct. But that's the distinction they were going for. We were suggesting that even in the Chazon Ish, there was going to be Osir Lefarek Ulachzir, which is still going to be Mutter. And that is when it's made, its primary purpose is to be used in an adjustable way. Right? But that was the Kanush HaSayodim, the Machlekes Magen Avraham, and Machlekes between the Alter Rebbe and Mishneh Berurah and the Chazon Ish, Halom Shrat and the Magen Avraham. Now let's apply it to make it clear. Lego. Alright? Let's make it a little bit easier. About three Pesach Frank. Three Pesach Frank. And the shal that came to him, a person's dentures came out on Shabbos. Alright? So he wants to put his dentures back. So the Metzias in the Tzvi Pesach Frank time was that the adhesion that they used for the dentures only lasts an hour or two. That's what he says. So they were only in for an hour or two. Fine. So they fell out, whatever. So now the question is, can he now put the adhesion back? Now remember, we have not learned the sugi yet, but we know it's Bainu Ba'adam. Right? Not Besmuris is Bainu Ba'adam. Making a hair do is one of Adam. So there is an end of Bainu Ba'adam, right? So now we discuss the other day that there could be a dental issue. But now we're saying dentures. That was again the Messias and Rashid Ben Frank's time was the dentures went in and there was a bonding substance that lasted 2 hours. So it says Rashid Pesach, so obviously you can put them in on Shabbos. He says that's Eino Osei Klikim Klau. That's a binyan ba'odam that's not meant to endure b'chlal. That's below the, even if you hold. So Shri Pesach Frank, even if you hold, he says, I hold, like the Chasam Sefer, the binyan arois, and the Nisa Deiraisa. So he says, even if you would say, like the Orsameach, the binyan is Nisa Deiraisa, this is not an Nisa Deiraisa, this is not even an Nisa Deirabonam. There's no Gzer Shema Yitka. No one ever puts it in roughly. No one ever puts it in more than for an hour or two. So therefore, there's no Easter day Raisa, no Easter day Rabbanim Shema Yitka. Mutter. All right? because it's off the charts. It's such a binyan aroi. Next Lego, right? So we know there are two kinds of Lego, right? There's the Lego when you make a model bike, a model airplane, right? And that's supposed to stay, right? And then there is the Lego that you pull apart and put it back together again, and we assume right now is not made lakiyum. So should we be makel on Lego or not? Yeah.
Is there anything that we make it with our kavana to be makayim? We make it to like make a model, so that has to do with your kavana or the Lego itself?
No, I think it's the metzias. Metzias is that.
The day, it's the same thing.
No. Why?
Different types of Legos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The certain Lego models are they kit put together again.
It's like a kit, and then
you right, and then they play with it. Mm-hmm. And then there's certain ones where they continue to take it apart and put it back together and make it different shapes. All right. So so on one hand, we should. This seems to be the approach. It's a little bit. I'm trying to make it clear. Not so clear. Okay, but l'chora we should be makel because it's not it's a binyan aroi, right? It's a keli, so we apply the lachas of binyan. It's a binyan aroi, not an oil aroi. There's an Easter, they're abundant, and we have to have several kulos. I'll get to that in a moment. It's a binyan aroi, right? And the only hit that we have right now with binyan aroi. It has to be a binyan aroi about which we say, but we don't say gzeir shema yitka. What does that mean? It means that it normally is not put together so strong, right? Kishur rafi. And it has to, and we said now based on shinyan gimel and sif vav and shinyan dalin sif ches. And by if a binyan is enoi osu lekayim klal is mutter. No, so that's not sphere. It's Lego enoi osu lekayim klal. So l'chayra, according to the Alter Rebbe, we would say that after the mitzvah, that most kids play with it, take it apart the same day. It's enoi osu lekayim klal. We could even say that even according to this interpretation of the Chazon Ish, it should be mutter. Why? Because the ishtamshus of Lego is lachzir lefareik. That's the toy. The toy is like the Magen Avraham's lid. So mimanushach. If you'll say like the Alter Rebbe lachora taken apart the same day, roiv kids taken apart the same day. Again, this is assuming the Matisse is correct. If you say like the Chazon Ish, so it's still also we would argue it's not a konishal sayodim. Why? A konosus yodim is supposed to be put into position and used. Here, it's supposed to be put into position, that's the use, and then taken apart and put into position again. So if it's Lego, if it's one of these more sophisticated building construction sets that have nuts and bolts and the yosir, right? That would be the Easter of Chizuk. Right? But if, so l'chor we should say that we should be Makel because the Alter Rebbe would be Makel. Even the Chazon Ish we make, and then both the Tzitzel Yezer and the Chabados, Yosef, Vadi Yosef, quote a Gedulas Mordechai, one of the Achronim, who says that by Kalim we are more makel, Binyan by Kalim are more makel than by Stam Binyan. So Binyan by Kalim, the tumult and Asameach and the Chasam Sefer, Binyan Aroi, and they have to have the Alter Rebbe. He says by a Kali. By a keli, since there's a machlokes whether there's binyan b'kelim altogether, so we should be makel and say that any kind of binyan aroi, even if it's going to last more than a day, is still called the binyan aroi gabe kelim. All right, it's not that we usually figure things out, but that's a mahalach that both Rabbi Yosef and Waldenberg quote. Right? Why would there be room to be machmir? Macharish be makel, correct? The room to be machmir is the following. Rabbi Yosef is quoted in the Sefer Eitzes Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef is quoted as being machmir because he says that it should be also min rabbanon because it's harkava mehudekes. That's what he's quoted. What does he mean? L'chayra he means that it's that we apply Gzeirah Shemayivka. Right? In other words, he can't say this Chizik Umnas. Right? He can't say Chizik Umnas, right? Correct? Can't be Umnas. Even Chizik means nails, and the fact that the plastic pegs, that could be Chizik Umnas. Elamai, is it Rafui? Right? When do we say there's no Gzeirah Shemayivka? If it's Rafui. When we say that the Gzeirah Shemayivka over here, so there's an interesting machlekes between Shulmazam, between the Rebel Yashiv and the other Sar. Yeah, the post, what's the machlekes? Whether Kiyum overrides Gzeirah Shemayivka. Apparently, Rebel Yashiv holds that the Gzeirah Shemayivka is not brushed aside by the fact that it is that it's not made Lekiyum. Once something is put together in a fixed fashion, right? So again, that would be the issue. L'chayra, we should. It's very hard to be machnis roshenu vein hanei achle rabbevei. But l'chayra, the rayas of Rosh Hashanah from this lid, l'chayra, that we have to understand the issue of a little bit better. Because why should the lid on top of the kelim not be also gzeirah shemayivka? As l'chayra, the lid, however you say it like the Chasam Sofer, you say it like the Alter Rebbe, you say it like Chazanish, l'chayra, the ishtamshes al yidei pirut v'kiyum. Nevertheless, so we would say the following, we would say that number one, it has to be careful that when it's not making it v'kiyum, that it's not one of those models which is made v'kiyum, that would be awesome. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that a kid over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah should not play with them. The reason that he gives is, again, hard for me to understand. The reason he gives is because he's choshesh for the Ramban's understanding of Binyan V'Kelim, that was making a Tzura Chadasha. So apparently, Shlomo Zalman holds that the Ramban's, this is Vistaver, this we can understand, that Binyan V'Kelim, the Tzura Chadasha, is not exempt if it's not made L'Kiyim. You say that the two can't go together. Doesn't make sense to say I'm making an entire new thing, and it's there to last a very short period of time. So he's afraid that sometimes a gadol will make something which is something so distinct from what it was before that it had the din of tzura chadasha. And apparently, then I don't know. These are all cryptic comments. I don't know if he's saying then the halacha of biltekim doesn't apply, or then. Pashas won't last. So for an over bar mitzvah, Rishon Zalman should be machmir. And then in one of the svarim, again, Rishon Zalman has quoted this in several different places with different opinions and different nuances. In each case, he says it's mikra than it's mutter. Then he raises the question in another place of whether it's good chino for kids to be putting things together, which ultimately will ask them not to put together. Right? So again, it's let's see again. Chazer. So when it comes to Lego, l'chayra, Lego is mikra than mutter. And the star. Three mutter for kids. If it's the kind of thing that when it puts together and takes apart again. The rye of milit is good. There are a few nuances one has to be careful about. If something is made for a longer period of time, if gedolim should be involved in it, and then whether it's a whether there's an issue of chinuch. Alright, let's hold off on that. Then Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Waldenberg also discuss, this is also Lach Lamais, putting a needle together in Shabbos. That the person has to inject themselves in Shabbos. The person is has to take insulin or Hormonal, or a person is on some kind of protocol, we need to take certain injections, right? So if the injections go into the bloodstream, so that we haven't discussed yet, that could be a question of dosh. Why dosh? Because when everyone injects into the bloodstream, one always pulls back on the needle a tiny bit to make sure that one's there, and to make sure that I should say one always does that, because when they draw blood, they don't do that. When they draw blood, they have to do it because they're drawing blood, right? When they're injecting something. Then, unless the guy is a cavalier about it and a cowboy, if he's he follows the protocol, they're supposed to pull back on a little bit of blood to make sure they're in the right place. So pulling back in that blood might be an issue of dosh, We can discuss it. However, let's say it's subcutaneous. You're not going to the bloodstream. You're going to the muscle. You're going under the skin. So then, sometimes they give you the vial and the needle separate. They have to put it together. So is that the Osir and Shabbos? So again, according to Alter Rebbe, Shvi Mutter, because you put it together and you take it apart right away. It's just made for that one injection. On the other hand, it certainly is not, there's no physical illness the way it's put together. On the other hand, here's where the Chazon Ish might disagree. Here the Chazon Ish might say that it's meant to be, it's used by putting it together. It's not used by taking apart and putting it back together again. So this would probably be enough to mean that I understand the Mogen Avraham. Let's just discuss for a moment one more thing, then we'll take some questions and we'll go weiter. It's getting late. What about an oihel aroi? Or a mechitza aroi? Does that have the same din? Right, how do we find oh, so look at Shin Tesvav. Right, Shin Tesvav is oil. Right, Shin Yedalit is Binyan Sira. Shin Yud Gimel is details of Binyan Sira that are mutter. And Shin Tesvav is oil. So Shin Tesvav, Sif Vav. Sorry, Shin Tesvav, Sif Katan Vav, Mishnah Berurah, Shin Tesvav Aleph. Right? Shin Tesvav Aleph is also La'asayis Oil V'Sham Yom Tov, Afilu Hu Aroi. Isidra Rabbanan. Alright? V'Davki Gag, Avol Mechitzas Mutter. Vein Mechitzas Sirel and Kei Nasas La'atir Sukha Yahati Tiltul, that's the Shitas Atosmas, against Rashi. Right, we'll come back in a few minutes. Hago, aval mechitza nasis letzniz va'olma shari. Also tesis. V'lechein mutter litlos vilon lifnei ha-Pesach. Aval pishe kovu ha-shom. Right? So you're allowed to put up a mechitza. It's done letzniz. You can even do it if it's kovu ha-shom. V'lechein peroches lifnei oren kodesh. Let's say you're having a children's program inside the base of Edrash, so you want to put up an extra parochas in front of the Aron. Mutter Aser. So it's not there and you're swinging backwards and forwards like a door. You're putting it up. Mutter Aser. So there are more rights that you can do it as long as you don't make a gag out of it. Alright? Now, then there are more rights that it's mutter l'tlos vilon as long as, even if it is kavua. Avapisha kavua sham. Look at the Mishmar Sif Kotnvav. Vatzaloi mar she'eino osu la'asir misham ela toli sham tomit. Afilu achi choshev mechitas aroi. Kevin shu nov v'nod beruach mitzuya. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Ramah means you can put up this mechitza. This mechitza is mechitza muteris. It's not a mechitza lehatis, it's a mechitza letznius. So the mechitza is muter, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says you can even put it up and it can stay there. It'll be there tomid. So what does the Ramah mean that it should not, avapisha kavu hashem, so that it can stay there for a long time? So why with afiluachi choshev mechitza roi kevin shu nov v'nod beruach mitzuya v'gam eina ma'akev la'ovrim derasham avo l'chavro l'mal l'matam l'estodim v'inyan shein enozes v'imkoyim ha'otzu mishon v'inyan v'stim az kevahu. So listen to Mishra's point over here. I'm putting up this mechitza. If I nail the mechitza down, if I fix it down, that doesn't move at all, then I'm going to violate binyan kavua. How you suffer to a binyan, right? But if I let it flap all over the place, so it doesn't really. What does it accomplish? All it accomplishes is that I put another wall in front of my arm. So even if it's going to be there for a week, 2 weeks, a month, right? Since I didn't fix it, it's not part of the binyan. It's not mechuber. I didn't create a gag of tevach. It's not an oil. So it's a mechitza. A mechitza is only also if it's mechitza lehatir. This is a mechitza letzniyah. It's a mechitza for kovin. So therefore it's mutter. So I can even leave it there for a long period of time, because the mechitza bechlal never became a mechitza which is also to put there. Alright? Let's take another example of the binyan which is temporary, making ice cubes in Shabbos. Right, he's allowed to make ice cubes in Shabbos. So most of the svarim that deal with this say that it's not a problem of boina, and some svarim that deal with it say that it is a problem of boina. Why is it not a problem of boina? Because ice is not miskayim. What do you mean it's not miskayim? Ice is only miskayim artificial. This is what the this is a svara that the Shvisa Shabbos suggests, and the Tzviyezer and the Chavados both accept this. That if that when we say something is miskayim, it has to be miskayim on its own. If it's miskayim via some other force, then that's not called miskayim. So the ice cubes is only miskayim in a very set situation inside the freezer. The moment you take it out, it's not miskayim. So therefore, making the ice cube should not be a violation of boina. However, halacha l'masa, it should still be a din de rabbanon of oilet, of taking something which is liquid and making it into a solid state. Separate din de rabbanon. But would not be a violation of boina. Alright, so again. So far, we've looked at the issue of kiyum, or aroi, when it comes to the din of boina, and it plays about primarily in the case, let's say, of Lego. That means we can see it very clearly. All right, and we explained halacha lemaisa that there is that binyan aroi. There is a binyan aroi which is mutter. Exactly what the binyan aroi is, that's the machlekes achrayim. Is it that it must, and how do we know it's mutter? That's the case of the lids in Shin Yudalin, and the case of the Tanner in Jitas Vav. What's the right, what's the source that has to be dealt with? It's the Koneshul Sayyadim in the Gemara. Right? So how do we put all this together? That's the machlekes, let's say, between the Chazanish and the Alter Rebbe, the machlekes between the Talmidim and the Chazanish. And the Alter Rebbe, of whether we should say that it's only osir if it's to be more than a day, less than a day is mutter, or whether we should say it's only osir if it's not hishtam shushay al yaday piruk v'avzar. All right. So another example of that is a shtender, is a perfect example. Something where you use it via its adjustability. All right. Then everyone would say that it is mutter. If you don't use it by its adjustability, it just happens to be something which is only that which is made not to last more than a day. So then, that's an alter rebbe would be makel. An example of binyan bekelim that the voice can point out. Let's say a person is wearing glasses and the glasses break on Shabbos. Right, let's say the lens pops out or the screw pops out. So l'chora, one would not be allowed to fix that on Shabbos, right? First of all, it would be a problem with Misakin Mana. It's not usable now, and now it becomes usable. So that being Misakin Mana, there are bottom. Would be also an Issa Deraisa of Bona. So Lechora, I don't think you can say it requires Chizuk Lumnus, but it might be a separate Issa Derabana on Zer Shema Yitka. Because when you take the lens to the store, so they put it in and they glue it in. You want to put it in very poorly. So, since the normal way to do it is to put it in a much stronger way, so then there might be Xera Shema Yitkana. They said, I mean, Drabon on both, Mitam Misakin Mana, and also, Drabon on Mitam Xera Shema Yitkana. Let's look at Shin Tesvav about oil a little bit. Right? First of all, one of the, well, there are a few points that we have not seen yet. Please look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kon Yud Ches, in Shin Tesvav. Yunches, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's a machlokes whether if the mechitzas were established before Shabbos, can you simply put a lid on top of them? So there, the Mishnah Berurah takes a position that one can, that it is mutter. So machlokes achrayim, Mishnah Berurah points out that would be mutter if the mechitzas were standing before erev Shabbos to put something on top. The Mishnah Berurah and Siv Kodem Chav Beis and Chav Ches points out that there's a machlokes about whether you can move a preset mechitz or not. Can you move mechitzes around? So the Prima Gadim says it's also. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kod Mechav Beis. I'm not constructing a mechitza. I'm moving a mechitza. Towards the bottom where it has the lamed. Yesh me'achronim shemitzavidin lahokel b'shulchan laniach olavdaf milmala filu kishi yesh l'dal v'nachitza mikol tzad in the stomach and tzorach l'avish atachtom. Alright. And then u'mash me'idimi primigodim the calls of davka kishi metaltel haraglayim imokim lemokim kidei laniach aleim adaf shel malva doz nechshav kishemamidim letzorach zeh ki ilu hitzchul masiyas ha'elo avol im oimnim lemokim echon afilu latadz mut laniach aleim adaf af shel haraglayim yesh lemechitzas mikol tzad ukemoy shekasamnu le'el b'siv kon yizayin b'siv kon yichaz gabei mita. He says that the prima godem holds that it might be osir to move mechitzas around even though they are already set up. Alright, that's in Chav Beis. But in Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those who are making on this. Please look at Sif Kodem Lamed Zayin. Here the Mishnah points out to Mogen Avraham that when it comes to we don't need a tefach prusa. Mishnah Berurah says that the strings are good enough. At the end he quotes a Mogen Avraham that is machmir that we should have a tefach prusa ready before Shabbos. Alright, so let's see how this plays itself out. When it comes to a stroller, and you want to put a lid on top of the stroller, so the Shmir Shabbos is Megil, and the basis for the Kula is not the Shulchan Aruch Aviv, but the Shulchan Aruch Gabei Hilchos Sukkah. The Gabei Hilchos Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says, the remote quote, that if I have a roof on top of the Sukkah that opens up and hinges, I'm allowed to open and close it. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shemir Shabbos says that the same thing should apply to a stroller. You should be able to open and close a stroller, again, for the same reason. I have the hinge, and whatever the heter is over there should be over here. What should the heter be over there? The heter should be that we are that a that the lid or the roof is in place, right? And I'm just opening it. It's covered with koi. All right, and Ravos is holy in this. So this brings us back. And these are two things I want to finish up with. Is one is the umbrella, and the other is the various kinds of mechitzas. All right, let's discuss the umbrella for a moment. And then we'll come back to this. The din of the umbrella was that the Noi of Yehuda raised the following concerns. Noi of Yehuda said that this, and the truth is, until I learned the sugya this time, I didn't appreciate the Noi of Yehuda as I did this time. The Noi of Yehuda held, in fact, we know that the Noi of Yehuda, when he came to Prague, he was very concerned, because that's where he saw people using parasols for the first time, umbrellas, as he used to call umbrellas, parasols. And this way, many shuvas are called the parasol shuvas. And Noi of Yehuda went around, he says in the Hakdama to the shuvas, that I think it was the first Shabbos shuvah drasha, the first few. At some point when he got to Prague, he held that using an umbrella, the Nisa Deiraisa. And people were using umbrellas. He went around in Prague from different shuls, and his Shabbos Shuvah Drasha was about the Isir of Oyel and why the umbrella is Isir Deiraisa. Right? Now, so why is it Isir Deiraisa? So first of all, he said that carrying an umbrella, the fact that I'm carrying it, that is still an Oyel. An Oyel, a movable Oyel can still be an Oyel. We never said any place that an Oyel can't be movable, right? When we discussed Oyel Kavua, the definition of oil was an oil was not the mechuvah lekarka.
You can have a riot.
Was that?
You could
have a riot. Yeah. Agave Agola.
And we have a, yeah.
Okay, but that's not movable relative to the base.
The whole base is moving.
Right. This is even a gag which is moving relative to its base. Right? Abel Bikin holds that there's no reason to say that an oil. Mahalach is not an oil. And he said that an umbrella has the gagri tefach. Elamai, what's the reason why you might think this should be mutter? You might say it's kisei trasko. Right? Ovid v'koi. Everything's there. Like the Tosfos, even everything's joined together. So what's the basis to say there should be also? So says the Nevi Yehuda that the din of Ovid v'koi was only said in an incidental oil. It was never said where we are really making a surface that's there to protect. If we're really making an oil, so Ovid V'Koy doesn't help us out. Ovid V'Koy was only by Kisei Trasko, and we had it by the Mitzvah. Right? But why should Ovid V'Koy help me out for making it? If it's an oil aroy, and is it the Issa Rabbanon, so Chazal and Issa Rabbanon, Oil Roy, they're a Makel, that Ovid V'Koy is Mutter. But if it's an oil Kavua, then Oil Roy is an oil which is made Lahogain, right? So, where do we have a Makor to say that Ovid V'Koy should be Mutter? From what? Oh, and Hanami, we'll come back in a moment. El Hanami, correct. That's what I think of Rav Ozer's Machmer then.
Which one?
Oh. Why would a shlok be different? So a shlok is different because you're not creating a new surface. You're adding on to the surfaces there already. Right, that's what Daniel was saying. Yeah. We'll come back to the moment. What? Because it's made Lahogan. What's an oil aroi? How are we defining oil aroi? What are examples of oil aroi? Right, oil aroi are examples of all incidental oil. So we assume that oil aroi is temporary, right? But apparently the Yehuda says no, an oil aroi means an oil kavu is an oil that's made for the purpose of protecting. Lahogin, the sale. And Oel HaRoi is one that happened, that came about. It's a bed, under the bed, under the table. Incidental oil.
What about the Aslo?
No.
So that's not incidental, really. We said that was a bigger finish because you're using the space below it.
You're using the space, right. Right, but it's not there to protect it. You need to create a space, and you're going to use the space. But it's not that it's not a roof that's made to protect.
But up until now, we're defining it.
Correct. Right. That's the Or of the Nebu. Correct. The Be'er Halacha discusses this in Shin Tezvav, the Mamasel Fatsach. So that's the. That was the Nebu Yehuda's two major claims. There's a huge discussion on it. The Chasam Sofer, this is with the Chasam Sofer in Siman Ayin Beis. This is the Chasam Sofer develops the idea that a binyan are royally have a binyan, and he holds that this is he defines this oil as an oil roy. Because it's not made to endure. And the Chasam Sofer says that we do have a concept of Ovid V'koy, Legabi Oyo. Where do we have that? That's the din of Talis Kfula. Why by Talis Kfula, why do we say that if there are strings there, that is mutter? So it's true that according to the Tosfos, one day, it's not the strings that were matir. What was matir? The tefach. But according to Rashi, the strings are matir. Why were the strings matir? See, Hasan Achrayim would say the strings are matir because it's easy to pull it across. Hasan says, no, the strings are what makes it omen v'koy. Right? The fact that the mezumin can pull across any time. So the Chasam Sofer is here. We have a raya that the concept of Ovid V'koy applies to an oil as well. At the bottom is the Be'er Halacha, the Maskil Tepach. The bottom of page, we have the traditional Mishnah Berurah, the Kuf Chav Dalet. It'll be near the Be'er Halacha is on Sif Ches. The Be'er Halacha writes Tefach Ayin Olodas Nesiyas Umbrella Uvishineinu Kermenes of Parasol Hagagos Hanosin Al Roshin Rovu Achreinim Bezevet Zifrein Uvidera Chlal Yesh Arvei Vaharvei Shem Achmirim Vaoysrin Shalil Uforsin Bishavus Mitam Oyel Hello, Hema, Bechamud David, and Mamar Mordechai, and Chayodom, the Roshim are going by Lady Yehuda. The Kumashi Kosova Pois is the Kohecha, the Meskav, and the Shemoyo, the Ainu Hagain, the Ney Stoma, the Ney Achama, Makshavim, Afilu Bishvil, Hagag Levad, the Lay Mechitzes, Gamke, and Yesh Yisu, the Rashi Shita, Ubezea Parasol Nami, Hello, Meskav, and Logan, the Ney Achama, Makshavim, the Ney Dema, the Kisei Trasko, and Gurbisi Pei. The Hosam in Oasis Shumasa Bishavis Rach, Shemarhilu Poshilak Motin, Shaymon Meyes, Masha Ain King Bazet. See, the Be'er Halacha differs from the Nebu Yehuda's presentation. Here, the Be'er Halacha says the reason why it's different from Kisei Trasko, because Kisei Trasko, all you do is one mice, you spread it open. And the parasol, Shitzurach Likshore Saber Tuis, Achar Prisose. That's different than our umbrella. So his first point is And this is not like our umbrellas. Their umbrellas apparently didn't simply spring open. Their umbrellas, they had to open them up and then tie it down to keep it going, to keep it up. So that apparently said that's more than Kisei Trasko. It wasn't Ovid Vakoi. And then he says, like our understanding of the Rambam, Kumashikosi Rambam Perichobeis, Umutlaniach meets the Vikisi Vitrasko, Apple Pishi Yatsatein oil, She'ain the Derechasis oil, Lake Kvavalay Roy. Vivada ain't Shemrai Lokilmiza, the Inyanenu. Vinapechu, the Ishraeli Sura, Vinikosa Benita, Vikisi Nisha ain't the Derech oil, Mashma Bezeb, Peritosh, Pirsosi Derech oilu, Osir. And then he goes on to explain more. That according to the Nadavi Yehuda, he thinks it might be a chashash isis kila. So that's the Lamasa. It could be that nowadays the use of a parasol might be, it depends on if you take the Svara of the native Yehuda, so it would still be easier to rise. If you take the Bir Alocha, then it wouldn't be, our parasol are different right now. Our parasols are, if you understand that an umbrella is different from Kisei Trasko, because it's also Lahogain, that's still true with our umbrellas. If you say that the umbrella is different than Kisei Trasko because of the construction, so then it's not different from our, then we would say that our umbrellas are like the Kisei Trasko. So that's why I think the Shmir Shabbos writes that the main Easter of an umbrella is Mitam Minog. That the Minog is really mean to make it also, and therefore he doesn't want to rock the boat. But at the time of the Nedev Yehuda, it was very, very hotly debated. Halacha is that the Nevi Yehuda said it was so osir, he said it's even osir mishamaras ayim. He didn't allow people to open up Erev Shabbos because he held the nisa deraisa. And if it would be open Erev Shabbos, that would be osir mitam maras ayim. Let's close with the discussion of the Mechitza. Very quickly, the Mechitza, the Mordechai, the famous Mordechai in our Mesichta. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey. That was the famous Mordechai. We made all the Mechitza discussions at the beginning of this Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you're allowed to put up a Mechitza between men and women for a shear. Why? Because when the Mechitza goes up for the men and women, we discussed yesterday, the Mechitza is only also on Shabbos if it's a Mechitza Lahatir. So the Mordechai writes that the Mechitza between men and women for a shear is not a Mechitza Lahatir. The Ikra then they can listen to the shiur without a mechitza. It's a mechitza tznius. It's done to be more b'chavadik. So therefore, in Shabbos, would be allowed to set up that mechitza. All right. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Mem that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov Pesach, if you see that there's no mechitza in front of your chametz, you're not allowed to set up mechitza on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because one of the halachas of having chametz in the house is that you have a mechitza in front of it. So that would be a mechitza lahatir. So that would be osir. The Magen Avraham writes that if the mechitza is done shaloi kedin, then it would not be osir in Shabbos. What do you mean shaloi kedin? There are two ways you can have a mechitza. The Mishnah Berurah has in Sif Katan Okay, maybe we'll finish up tomorrow. It's very late. So tomorrow, with Hashem, we'll shear at 12 o'clock. We'll finish up the discussion of setting up a mechitza in Shabbos. And then, Mirta Shem, I'd like to pull together the Machlekes Rishonim of Binyan Bekelim and Oyo. But then I'd like to go on to the next sugya, the next Mishnah. And it takes us on Sikh Rasha. Alright? And then I think we should schedule Bechina, just so you have a chance to chazer the halachas of Bona, the sugyas of Bona, and make sure that we know them well. And we'll schedule some chazer shiurim tomorrow with Hashem. Because now we still have to do Binyan Ba'odom, but we'll leave that for right now. So then we'll go right there in Abona. Alright? Good. Okay. I love it.
I saw in the Piskei Shuvos reported that the covering on a stroller.
Yeah.
Would be, there are those that say Kod Chazanish, I think. It's like